This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
Join us in this special episode with Ashley, Matt, Frank, Tabitha, and myself as we discuss our journey on 75 Hard and look for the results in the video. Thank you for watching.
What up, everybody? Everybody say hi.
Hi.
All right, y'all, we got some special guests with us today. Some of you know that we have been doing the 75 Hard Challenge, and we have the group that is doing it with us. We were all inspired by Frank Baines. He is with us. Frank, say hello.
How's it going, guys?
And we also have Ashley and Matt, who have joined us in this challenge as well. Please say hello.
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 And of course, old faithful, me and Aaron.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. I'm excited for everybody to check in and see how it's going for everybody. So, yeah, let's.
We're missing one person. That's Tabitha's significant.
Yeah, we're missing Jason. Listen, full disclosure, he's sitting in the living room right now. I was like, are you going to come in with us for the podcast? He was like, definitely not. I was like, okay. So. Yeah, let's get into it, you guys. So how's it been going for everybody? Everybody doing? Check in. Let us know how you're feeling, and we'll go from there.
I'll start. Full disclosure, there was like a week and a half where I didn't do anything. Like one workout, barely got my water in. There was 2.5 days where I was just sick as a dog. I don't know what the heck ran through our house, but it literally hit every single kid, myself, and skipped right over Kim. I don't know how that works, but yeah, it's got to be a mom power or something, I think. I don't know, but.
Listen, we don't tell y'all everything, okay?
It was pretty brutal, or getting sick, whatever, and it was like 2.5 days, and then all of a sudden, those 2.5 days were leading into us going to Packwood Flea Market to sell my world's best salsa. Chili, both my award-winning chilies. And it was a hectic week and a half. Boys being sick, mom going out and working because I couldn't go to work. So it was pretty strenuous. But I jumped back on the horse and getting my 2 workouts in again a day, doing all the 75 hard stuff. No, I'm not actually on the program because I am on my break for phase 2. And I'm going to continue that break, I do believe, all the way until July 1st. And then I'm going to hit phase 2 like a man on fire.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, it's
how was
it's
phase
amazing,
one
though.
For you, though, Frank? How was phase one?
It was brutal. Like, the 75 hard part, after you've done it a couple times, it's actually super easy to me because once you get in that routine, and that consistency, it turns into just your daily routine. Like that's what it is.
Okay.
But then you add those 3 extra tasks in, the most once I got acclimated to the cold shower, I was good to go. Like, it didn't bother me anymore. It was like, took 2 weeks though to get fully acclimated to it. The hardest part.
Do you turn the hot completely off and just do straight cold?
So yes, 100%. So I take a nice warm shower. I couldn't just step into freezing cold water.
Yeah.
Whether I took a shower that day or not, I would get in with a warm shower, get my body warm, and then I would just flip it to cold as far as I could turn it over and get it as cold as I can, and then just stand there for 5 minutes, let it run all over. And like I said, it took about 2 weeks to get acclimated to it. And then I was able to like turn around in the shower and get front and back instead of just let the water run over the front of me or whatever. But I'll tell you what, I really felt way better with the sleeping part, like doing it before I'd go to bed, because I would do it at night. Like, I would wake up a lot more refreshed in the morning. It was, I don't know what all the health benefits are to cold showers, cold plunging, cold dipping your toe in, whatever you want to call it. But
toe,
it was.
Toe, I'm here for that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just over here laughing, seeing Tabitha and Ashley's face about talking about that cold shower. I mean, that's what I do. I haven't done 5 minutes, but like when I shower at nighttime before I bed, because I've 2 workouts a day, I get pretty stinky all day. So take a shower just before bed and I'll take a hot shower. And then towards the end of it, I'll turn the hot all the way off and let that cold water all over my body for a minute or two. And then it feels good. That way you don't go to bed all sweaty. As big people know, when you take a hot shower and you get out of the shower, I instantly start sweating. So
I'm right there with water, you.
You need to invest in a fan.
I have a fan and I have an air conditioner, but when you're hairy and you're big, you know the struggle of taking a shower and you instantly start sweating.
Tropical kind of people. Like, I've done the cold shower before, and there was like a week, maybe 4 days, where Justin had me convinced that, yes, you got to do it. This is the thing to do. You got to do it. And so it was like 4 days where I did it. And then finally I was like, this is stupid. It physically hurts my body. Like, I cannot do it. And I'm sure that's probably the story I tell myself. Well, this is what I'm learning through this whole process. Shut up, Aaron. But yeah.
I'd be interested to have you do it after the 75 days. Now that you've built that mental toughness, because that's what it's about.
Next question. Frank, continue.
That's awesome. That's great. To be honest, like the hardest part of phase one for me was, so I thought I only had to do 3 extra critical tasks that I chose myself. Once I opened up and started phase one, it was 8 critical tasks that I had to choose myself. So Andy has this thing, it's called the power list system. And you pick 5 things to do each day. And when you get those done, you can kind of just chill out, relax, go through your normal day, whatever. But on top of that, you add 3 more. Well, when I listened to episode 208 of his podcast to get fully aware of how everything worked, it only sounded like you got 3 critical tasks on top of, you know, with everything else. And then, like I said, I opened the app and it was 8 of them. And that part was brutal, because there was times where I'd get towards the end of my day and I'm like, oh crap, I still got to do this. Oh, I got to do this part too. And, you know.
So you do the 5 tasks that are in 75 hard plus 8 more on top of that?
Plus the other 2, the cold shower and I can't even remember what the other thing is. It's been
the conversations. Was it the conversations?
No, that's in phase 3. I don't even remember what they were, what all 3 of the extra tasks were. I just know the cold shower and the 8 extra critical tasks. So there's a lot in phase 1. I really honestly thought I was going to fail a couple different times, to be honest. And I busted through it. I got it done.
Right on. Good for you.
But it was phase 1 is brutal. And now that third, like, because it's a mandatory 30-day break in between phase 1 and phase 2, I'm telling you, that is the most brutal break I've ever had in my life. Like, to be able to stick to, when I'm on the program, it's super easy to stick to everything. But then once you get into having to do it yourself, I mean, I had a big fat.
Do you think it's the lack of accountability? Like, the lack of not.
Yes.
Tech. Yeah. I could see.
Lack of not keeping track of it, like on a phone or on an app or anything like that. Like, disclosure, man, I was in Packwood. They had these big, huge, fat, like New York style cheesecakes dipped in chocolate and all of these goodies. I had one of those. Like, oh my God.
I need to remind you, sir, that some of us are still in 75 hard currently, okay?
I couldn't pass it up. You know, but that's my one little, you know, quirk that I had. Yeah. You know, otherwise I ate pretty well, even being there, because there's all kinds of different food that you can just go. Matt and Ashley, they were in Packwood. They know there's all kinds of different foods awful. That you could go and eat and just like way fall off of everything.
Struggle
so really, for the most part, it's been this last 30 days of trying to keep to everything before I start phase two.
Yeah. And you go into phase two on July 1st?
Yes, I'm going to go into it on July 1st because I'm still going to continue doing everything with you guys for the 75 hard. And I know you guys end on like the 15th of June or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to start stuff on the first, you know, like the first day of the month or the first day of the week or something like that. It's easier for me to start that way. So that's why I chose to do that. And it just gives me that little extra break. So between phase two and phase three, I'm not having 5 or 6 months in between doing those. It's only going to be like 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you are correct. June 15th. June 14th is the actual last day of 75 hard, and we are free on June 15th. That is correct.
It's ironic that, let me ask you, Matt, are you counting the days or know the specific date that you end?
Not really.
Yeah, it's funny.
I am.
The two guys have no clue when we're ending, or we know that we have 14 days left now, but the two females know exactly.
Listen, I knew what day it was over on April 1st when we started. Like, make no mistake about that. I counted 75 days to know when it was ending.
To the minute.
She hit. Ashley, Matt, let us know what your experience has been thus far and how you guys are doing and what 75 hard has been like up until we are, what day is today? Let me check.
61,
I think. Yeah. We're on day 61. So we have 14 days left. Yeah. What has it been like for you guys this far? Yeah. The down and dirty. Let's go.
Well, I think the hardest part was just getting used to eating such a strict way, because being's our first time on, and everybody don't know, maybe they know, maybe they don't, but we went with 100% carnivore.
Strict carnivore, yeah.
So there is, like, not a lot of wiggle room, and trying to figure out different ways of eating different stuff, because you just get so used to the same old thing. That was a struggle for me.
Yeah.
I love meat. I can eat it all the time. It's just trying to find a new way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think after about the first 2 weeks, maybe three, I was just, whatever. I'm just so used to eating it now that I eat once a day. For the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part. Occasionally, I'll have a lunch and a light dinner, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashley?
Oh, God. Let me tell you. So the first 2 weeks was. The first week was hard for me because I drank a lot of coffee. I ate a lot of sugar. It was the withdrawals.
Yeah.
I want to say probably the first couple weeks. The diet itself didn't really bother me the first couple weeks. But let me tell you, there was a couple weeks after that I was, poor Matt, he had to listen to me whine and bitch and complain. And like, I would feel nauseous looking at the food. I didn't want anything to do with it. I'm like, screw this. I'm going to drink water and go to bed. I'm not eating. Then after that, it got much easier. And then I had another little time where I was whining and complaining again.
I had to break out the Pampers for her.
He did. He had to bring out the Pampers. No, no, but it definitely has helped me be more disciplined
Yeah.
I don't see myself going backwards after it. I am going to change the diet up afterwards to more, like we were talking, low carb, maybe keto-ish, but just cleaner eating. I don't really crave the sugar stuff anymore, but it's definitely kept me on like a schedule, especially with water, because I didn't drink water really before this. And that first couple weeks, I was like, I'm waterlogged. I'm over this. I definitely like the exercising part. I mean, I know you know, but I've already dropped 40 pounds doing this, and I feel really good. I want to maintain that afterwards. But
what did I lose so far now? 5?
I think you're at like 36 or 37. Yeah, like
somewhere. Right on, you guys. That's incredible.
That's awesome.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, I'm doing good now. I'm not going to lie. I am counting down the days. I'm going to devour a salad bar like we talked about. I mean, probably not the whole thing because my stomach's probably like this big now. But yeah, no, it's going good now. I'm in a better mindset about it.
Right on. Your guys' results have been absolutely incredible.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Yeah. Like, and I, Ashley, and I was telling this to Aaron the other day, I'm so grateful that you did it with us.
Yeah.
Because you and I are the only two girls.
I know.
You know, we have a whole nother set of issues that we talk about between you and I in a separate conversation thread. And like, I'm so...
We appreciate that.
Like, I just am so proud of you guys. This has not been easy by any stretch of the imagination. And for us and for you guys to stick it out and just keep plugging through it, like, we're almost there. Yeah. We're almost there.
If you would have asked me, like those stair challenge. Oh my God, the stair challenge.
Fuck them stairs.
I could not stay committed to little things like that. And so this is the first big longevity thing that I've stayed committed to. But I think it helps knowing that you guys are also doing it. And, you know, we're all having the same struggles, maybe not the same time periods. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm not alone. Whether I talk to everybody every day or not, I'm not alone. And I know I'm not doing it alone. So that helped. And I had to tell myself, you know, like, hey, you can do this. You're committed. Why would you quit after this many days? Because I think on like day 55, I'm like, fuck this. I'm over this. I'm just going to eat this. I'm going to go eat this because everybody else is eating it. And I'm like, why can't I? But I, you know, you battle those voices in your head, and I never gave in. So it's nice having you guys there too. So I appreciate you guys so much.
What we do now? We've done a couple different fair type things.
Oh man, we went to so many fairs and all that food. And I told Matt at the Peel Out Fair, I'm like, if we fucking walk past the food, I'm going to kill someone. I will kill someone. We're going around.
Right? We're going to take the long way.
And then at Packwood, when you said the cheesecake thing, we walked right past it and we tried it the year before. And I'm like, these fucks.
You definitely learn how to develop willpower and how to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't learn to tell yourself no. It's one of those things you're going to fail if you just can't get that mindset. Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge, you guys. That's huge.
It is. And that's the biggest thing about 75 hard is like, you're only accountable to yourself. So are you going to tell yourselves those lies or listen to them lies in your head?
Yeah.
Are you going to give in to them? Or, you know, like if you read Andy Fisella's mental toughness book, are you going to listen to the bitch voice? Or are you going to listen to the, what's the
voice,
other voice, the boss voice? There you go.
Yeah.
You know, it's key.
And that, like what you said, Ashley, is like knowing that you're not alone. Listen, there were days that we didn't all check in with each other. But I'll tell you what, that day that we did check in and everybody broke down and had like an emotional moment that day, I was like, thank God.
I know.
Thank God I'm not the only one over here about to lose my shit. Like,
right.
Us doing this as a group and Frank, you bringing us in and exposing us to this was like such a huge shift in all of our mindsets that like, I think it would be easy for us to go backwards. Don't get me wrong. But I think because all of us are so, you know, accountable to each other and accountable to ourselves, like, you know, the day that I went to the ER, like I was bawling. Because I was like, I will not go back to day one. I couldn't fucking breathe to save my life, but I will not go back to day one. Like, I was more concerned about going back to day one and letting everybody and myself down than I was about, should I be breathing? Like, and I know how, like, some people may hear that and think to themselves, okay, Tabitha, that's a little, but that's what happens in this challenge. Like your mindset changes so much to the point where you're like, I'll die first. Like I'll die before I let myself fail. And for me, that's what I needed. That's what I needed because same thing. I was so used to not finishing things and not seeing things through. So having this and us doing it as a group, like you guys, this is huge. This is big. We are doing the damn thing. I am so proud of all of us for sure.
Yeah.
Aaron, what about you, friend? What about you?
I mean, for me, it was pretty easy. I mean, I went through a period of, you know, I'm a meat lover. I love it. So that was kind of the reason why I chose the carnivore diet. But there was a period where I was just getting sick and tired of it. And I think that was at the time that we all checked in together that everybody was just like hitting a wall with the carnivore. But it's just, it's become routine for me. And it's like, I'm loving it. I'm loving, you know, going to the gym and working out every day, which is huge. I've maybe done 2-3 days a week in the past and doing it every day and, you know, pushing myself through the shoulder injury. It's just changed a lot, you know. It's like cruise control every day. You know, people have asked me where I'm going to go after the 75 days. And, you know, I knew that I was going to keep most of it. May change up the diet there to add more carbs because my goal is to build more muscle and you can only go so far on carnivore. So I think I may keep the walk in the morning before work and definitely
changed
keep the workout.
You guys. That's changed just from the other day. Literally.
Yeah.
He just made that decision right now.
Well, I said I wasn't sure that I wanted to get up at 4 a.m. to go for a walk anymore, but you know, it's only an hour earlier than I normally wake up. But I think it's been huge. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the process. I know Frank has asked me in the past, hey, you should do this 75 hard. The bitch voice in my mind was like, oh, I need to do it on my terms or start it on my terms because I think it was getting like coming up on winter. And I said, oh, I'll do it during the summertime.
That's what we all said. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there's been days where it's been pouring down rain in the morning and I'm not afraid to walk in the rain, but every day during the winter is like questionable. So I've definitely enjoyed the process for sure.
Yeah. I remember Frank, when we did the episode with you before we started all this leading up to it, I asked you what your biggest takeaway from it was. And you said time management. And at the time I was like, that's not what I was expecting you to say. I was thinking you would say something more along the lines of mindset, but now I 100% get the time management. Like I got it down to a science. Like I know exactly what time of the day I have to start if I haven't already started. what time I have to start to be able to get all my shit done and still be okay. Like the time management, there were days where I literally was at the wire and was like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. And it taught me to stop the procrastination, number one, to just fucking get up and go do it and stop telling myself whatever story I'm telling myself. And it made me realize how long I made so many excuses to live my life the way that I wanted to live my life. And I get emotional when I talk about it, because when you have to swallow the pill that you are the thing that is in your own way of living the life that you want to live, and you have to face that demon, like, that hits different. I know now that there is nothing in this world that I cannot accomplish because of this process. My kids know now that there's nothing in this world that they cannot accomplish if they really fucking work for it. So going through this process for me, like, there were days that I was done. I didn't think my body could go anymore. I didn't think mentally I could go anymore. That fucking diet. Listen, that diet. But I have never been more grateful for you to drag us with you through this. And there were days where you legit had to drag us. And I am forever grateful for this process and for this group of people, because this will have forever changed my life. Forever. This process that we've been through, you guys, is unlike anything I've ever done in my entire life. And it's just been absolutely incredible. I'm down 30 pounds.
Nice.
The muscle that I've put on, and I said this, remember, I said this in the beginning that I would pack on muscle faster than I lost weight. The muscle that I've put on, and just even Jason's not here. He's in the living room, whatever. But I was telling Aaron, like, the conversations between him and I have changed. It's no longer, you know, just the monotony of every day. Now it's, we need to get an LLC. We need to do this. We need to start making moves. Like, it legit, the reading and the just everything about this whole process has literally just leveled us up to a completely different level that I was not expecting. So yeah, if you're listening or you're watching the show and you've never done 75 hard, but you want to make moves in your life, start here. Like, I just got a message on the way home from the walk from a girl that I've known for probably, I don't know, 8-9 years. She's starting tomorrow.
Nice.
Like, and I, you know, I'm super excited for her. She's like, I'm terrified. I was like, yeah, girl, I know all about it. Trust me. Like, scared is good. But like, start. And even if you fail and you have to go back to day one, just go back and keep going. Like, this process has been absolutely incredible, and I can't say enough about it. I might have thrown in there, let me know when you're ready for some ketones, but that's not the point. I don't know. Go ahead, Aaron.
Along those lines, Ashley and Matt, what are your biggest takeaways from doing this? The areas of you've most grown from this whole process?
I have to agree with time management. That was a big one. Self-discipline for sure. And just having willpower. I know I had it before, but I never utilized it. I'm like, oh, whatever. It's a freaking cookie. Who cares? I walk at work. It's good enough, you know? Those are kind of my takeaways. It's just changed my whole mentality about, like, my health journey going forward. I'm going to keep a lot of it. I'm going to keep a lot of it going forward. Not 75 hard challenge, but, you know, the exercise, the water, the fart here.
You start a routine.
Yeah, the routine.
Yeah.
When you like what you're saying, Tao, you get up to that point and you're realizing you're getting almost time crucial. If it gets too close to where we're used to doing a walk or we're used to doing whatever we're doing, I start feeling off.
Yeah.
Like, we need to something's be doing missing. This. Yeah, definitely a routine for me has been, it's really developed good habits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And sure. It's really cool to see that I have a couple friends. One of them's a fishing buddy, and then one is a guy I work with. And they might not be doing the full 75 hard, but they've completely changed their whole eating.
Yes.
Yes.
With what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I have a buddy that went really, he's more keto than he is carnivore, but he completely changed. We go out for lunches. He don't eat none of the pastas, the breads. He tries to keep it really clean. And then another buddy of mine, my fishing friend, he's on the carnivore, and he's not doing the 75 hard, but I think just seeing what we're doing, I talk about it all the time. Our crew is doing the 75, and they're like, what? What's 75? What are you talking about? The 75 hard challenge. So I start talking about it, and he's like, I can get down with that. So now he's doing carnivore.
Yeah.
Not the full challenge, of course, but yeah, it's cool to see.
But that's the thing though, right? Like you get in, you do whatever you're comfortable with. Like whatever you're comfortable pushing yourself with. All of us in this circle have been exposed to a different level of what you can push yourself to. You know what I mean? So it makes sense for us to go full bore into the 75 hard. People that haven't been around that, like even the smallest changes is huge for them. And that's a win. Right. Like you guys help inspire that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's a win. That's a ripple effect for real. You know what I mean? Like, Frank, my question for you is, how do you feel knowing that this is you? This is your ripple effect. You did this. We just jumped on board because we know you and trust you, and you're part of our family. And so we just trusted that you knew what you were doing. So we jumped in and we're like, yeah, let's do it. So how does that feel for you knowing that you've inspired and legitimately changed some lives, and it's just continuing to go from that?
I mean, to be honest, it's kind of weird for me because I never really thought I'd be in this type of position to help people. You know, we hear all the time that you're most qualified to help the person you used to be. And I know we've all been in those spots, whether it been drugs, alcohol, food addictions. Because trust me, being a cook, man, you're exposed to all kinds of food all the time. And my food addiction is 100% real. Aaron, I know you've had one too, or have one. I just love food. Like it doesn't, as long as it's good, like I can't, it's hard for me to say no. Until I get to a disciplined part of me saying, hey, this is the way it's got to be, you know, that this is what it's going to do, put it in my mind. And then I stick to that. Mostly it's the making the promises you make to yourself and keeping those promises. But really for me, it really fills my cup to no end. Like it's overflowing knowing that not only is it you, Tabitha, you, Aaron, you, Ashley, you, Matt, that you actually have people on the outside of you guys that ripple just kind of keeps flowing out there. And like I talked to my sister about doing this, and it was always like there was always a negative connotation when I would talk to her. And then Tabitha, you went over to their house for one of their little Tuesday meeting things, whatever that was about. And all of a sudden, next thing I know, she's talking about drinking the gallon of water, sticking to a diet, you know, working on doing two workouts a day. And I was like, wow, it's crazy how, you know, I talked to you and it was basically like, fuck you. And then, you know, somebody else talks to her. It's like you have to see that from a different perspective. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like you have to hear it from a different perspective. And I kind of at first when she started talking about doing that, I kind of took offense to it.
Yeah.
But then I looked at it and I asked myself a Chris Webb question. Well, is it for you to be butthurt about that? Or is it better that you're happy that she's just doing it?
Right.
Well, I'm more happy that she's doing it and working towards something, you know, to be better than what, you know, what she used to do and stuff like that. So
listen, and I'll tell you, they were genuinely, because it was like two or three times that I went over there since we started this, and they were genuinely astonished that I didn't eat. Because Teresa always cooked. And I was like, yeah, no, you guys know I'm doing carnivore. Like I can't. And so I would just eat before I went. And that wasn't just there. That was several places that I went to You know what I mean? Like, I would eat before I went because I didn't know what was going to be there. So just let me just kill the demon before it even, you know, to kill the monster before it even gets big. So yeah, no, I get it. I'm super, super excited for her. Super Frank, you, this has become a movement. This is bigger than, and the reason I say this is because it's people in our own, our very close knit community. Like, this is bigger than ketones. This is bigger than that. This genuine change, physical, tangible change in our lives that you have created. And that is something that you forever need to stand on because you brought us into this. I mean, maybe kicking and screaming, but that's not the point. Yeah. So yeah, it's, yeah, go ahead.
It does amaze me, like, where I used to be to where I'm at now. And by no means am I perfect. Like, I'm way far from it. There's only been one person that's perfect that's ever walked the face of this earth, my belief anyway. And
I raise for it.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Frank, you shouldn't.
But it just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it really. I have this overwhelming feeling of gratitude, you know, that I actually can inspire people to come join me to do this. No, it wasn't an easy task to get you guys to do this, you know.
It wasn't.
You know how many times I tried. I really tried, you know, but it was always the winter time. Tabitha, mm-hmm. I know how you are with the rain and the wet and cold and stuff like that. That's like, what was it last year? I went on the walk by myself on a Saturday morning and nobody showed up because it was 15 degrees outside. I know Aaron did a walk that morning around his neighborhood, but nobody showed up. I showed up and I went on that walk and I'm like, well, where is everybody? You know, trust me, I froze my ass off.
In my warm bed, in my jammies.
I froze my ass off too, but me and Frank had a conversation while we were walking in separate locations about 75 hard. So
yes, we did.
And yeah. You go ahead.
That really, for me, that's my next challenge for you guys is to do it through the wintertime. Like, trust me, I've been through the rain. I've been through the freezing cold. I've been through the snow. I've been through it all. And trust me, it sucks. Like, I look at the weather outside. I get up and I look at the weather and I'm like, this is horrible. Why do I put myself through this? But once I get it done, no matter how soaking wet I might be, no matter how freezing cold I might get, I think to myself of how worth it was to put myself into that type of mental mindset, knowing that I can just get it done and it was worth it in the end, to know that I can accomplish whatever I put my mind to.
So, how about I start with putting my toes in the cold water first?
You know, it's when you asked us the first time, that absolutely was my response. Like, yeah, maybe in the summertime, not doing it in the wintertime. I don't know that I would say that this time, you know, and I think back, like, even the walking group, like, there were a lot of days in the wintertime where we walked and it was freezing. Maybe not that particular day that Frank is talking about, but we walked a lot of the days and it was below freezing. And look at me, I'm alive. I survived barely. But, you know, I'll have to do some serious soul searching for that one, because there's nothing there's no reason why I can't. Like, let's call it what it is. There's no reason why I can't. That is purely a selfish preference of I prefer sunshine and rainbows, but you know, that's just me. Yeah. It's, what has happened in this little group of people is nothing short of amazing by far. The question now is, what is everybody going to take from it and continue to do with it? And how do we keep pushing each other for better after this? So
I'll start, because so one of my main reasons for doing 75 hard is, you know, I've always been good at starting things and most of the time completing them. But then it's the part of when I stop I just go back to my old ways. So the reason for doing the 75 hard is I was looking to change up here and build that routine and consistency so I don't keep reverting back. Oh, you know, I've honestly, you know, thought to myself, what part of 75 hard am I going to stick with? I think, you know, I hate reading. So I've made the commitment that I'm going to continue to read regardless of after the 14 days. I'm going to continue working out. This may not always be twice a day, but it's going to be every day. Drinking the water has not been an issue for me. I'll probably switch up the diet because I have other goals. And, you know, lunchtime might be carnivore because it's easy for prep for the week for work. But dinner will probably be, you know, just clean eating or whatever. I don't drink, so that's not an issue. So majority of it I plan on keeping. And, you know, it's good to have that routine and consistency. And it's been good for me in my life. So
I know that when me and Ash were out walking and I was like 75, I said, you know why they probably chose 75 days is so you can get yourself into such a routine that, like I was saying earlier, you feel off when you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That time frame that you're putting into this and the investment that you're doing with this amount of time and dedication and time management, whatever, when you're not doing it, something's not right.
Yeah.
You just don't feel right because you're so used to doing this routine, this habit.
It feels like something's missing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Something's missing.
That's what Andy talks about in his book, is that when he was developing this program, like they say 21 days to build a habit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what's a good time frame to keep this a routine for people? And that's how 75 days came about, because it was like, you know,
Frank, so it's funny you guys talking about how the 75 part of it came into fruition for him. So, because I listen to Andy every single day, like I'll re-listen to all his podcasts over and over and over. They're just kind of on loop play right along with Ed My Life podcast, right? The way 75 hard came about, like the amount of days, him and Ed Milet run a entrepreneur group of people. It's called Artite Syndicate. You pay, you go in, you have Zooms every, you know, couple times a week, whatever. And it's business building. Well, he made a bet. Like he had already lost a bunch of weight. He lost like just over 100 pounds or something like that. Cause he got up to like 350 pounds and he lost a bunch of weight. And he'd been thinking about, like, because he always had a hard time sticking to a plan, kind of like Aaron was talking about, like he can follow through, but then once he's done following through, kind of goes back to his old ways. So he's like, well, what can I do, or what kind of thing can I do to make this be stickable? Well, he made a bet with his Artite Syndicate group that he would do all this stuff, and he had already kind of come up with the things that he was going to do, the no alcohol, the no, you know, no cheat meals and the water and everything. He came up with the whole plan, but he didn't have the amount of days. Well, when he said that he was going to do this, there was 75 days in between when he said he was going to do this and made the bet with these people. Otherwise, he'd pay like $250,000 to the group. So there was a time period of 75 days in between when he said he was going to start this and the day of, I can't remember exactly what was going on, but it was 75 days. And he was like, well, that's what it is, 75 hard. And that's really kind of how it came into fruition. I can share in the group, there's one of the podcasts, 75 hard versus Andy Frisella. I do believe he talks about that in there, so you can get a little more in depth about that. But yeah, that's kind of how 75 hard came in to play. He also was talking to, I don't know if you guys know who the Iron Cowboy is, but this dude started out with 50 Ironman competitions in 50 days.
In 50 days.
James Lawrence.
Yep.
And then he broke the record by doing 100 Ironmen in 100 days. Like, this dude is insane.
Can you even imagine that? Like, can you even imagine that?
That's two and a half mile swim, 112 mile bike ride, and a 26.2 mile marathon every single day for 100 days.
Like, my little 5-6 miles that I walk a day between my workout and like a walk in the morning, my ankles be ready to snap the hell off by the end of the day. And like, I just can't even make that make sense in my brain. Like,
that is literally like James Lawrence is literally the epitome of mental toughness, because by,
that's all he does,
it was
Matt.
like by the time he gets into like 3 or 4 days, like, he already had shin splints going. He already had all these ankle problems and leg problems and stuff like that. And he still pushed through every single day. You know, and
that's wild.
You guys look up James Lawrence's story. Like, it is absolutely incredible. Like, to hear that, and that kind of helps, listening to those stories kind of helps keep me motivated to go, because it's like, well, this dude can push through 100 marathons, 100 bike rides of 100 plus miles, you know, 2.5 mile swim every single day for 100 days. I'm like, I can complete 75 days. Like, that's pretty easy in comparison, really. Oh,
yeah. I mean, like, when I had my shoulder injury, normally that would keep me from doing anything. Or when I had that day where I tweaked my back when I was doing a back extension. And I talked about this on Thursday's episode on the podcast, where I've had extreme back problems in the past and had back surgery, and there was a lot of fear that prevented me in my life from doing things. Like, I wouldn't do specific things in fear of injuring my back. And that held me back in life. So when I injured my shoulder this time, and it happened to be I was in doing 75 hard, I pushed through that. And I had that back twinge like almost halfway, or a little over halfway through 75 hard. And I just lowered the weight and pushed through it. And, you know, so it was like, that's a huge change for me, and not living in fear. And when Tabitha, you were in the hospital because you couldn't breathe, and you messaged me and you were like, I can't do this. And I just, not knowing the full situation, I just knew you would be okay to just like,
he did, push y'all. Through it. No sympathy.
I did.
None. Not
I
even
have
a little
none.
Bit.
I was like, you got to do this, even if it's walking slow. You got to do it. You can push through it.
And I did. It took me 45 minutes to walk half a mile that day. But I set my time that way. No matter what, I would hit 45 minutes regardless of the distance. And it took me 45 minutes to walk half a mile. Like, that's how slow. Inhaler in hand, Jaden right next to me, with keys in hand in case I couldn't, if I passed out, whatever, Jaden was going to have to pick me up off the side of the road, because Jason was gone to Utah for work. So it was just me and Jaden at home. And like, the ironic thing about it is getting out and doing that first walk was a struggle because, you know, I still was medication work and everything, still taped up from all the IVs and everything. But later that evening when I went and did the second one, I could finally, like, it finally felt like I opened up and I could breathe, like, just being outside, and I finally felt like I could get a good breath. I was still slower than fucking turtle pace, but at least I could get a good breath. And my honest to God fear was like, I will not go back to day one. Like, I will not go back to day one. So yeah, that fear is a real thing. That fear is, and that was something else. Same thing with Aaron. I was talking about the injury that I had almost 2 years ago when I popped my Achilles. Like, I was terrified that was going to come out this time. Like, I just kept waiting for it to creep up on me. And by the grace of God, 14 more days to go. That little baby ankle has held up this whole time. Yeah, it's, I mean, listen, we could go on and on about all the changes that it's made for all of us and all the different things. And things I don't think that any of us have even realized yet because we haven't completely finished yet. And where this is going to go after. For me and Jason, it's like, if you don't get your stuff done in a day, you're missing something. Like, you just feel off. So Jason and I will continue. The only thing I think that we will switch up is the diet. Jason is just like Aaron. He hates reading, but it has opened up a whole new world for him and a whole new level of thinking. And so I think the reading is crucial because, I mean, that just helps us develop, you know, self-development anyway. And the water didn't get me. I thought for sure it was going to be the water that got me. A couple times I was cutting it close and I was down in it, you know, in 10:30, but it wasn't the water. It's this fucking diet. I'm so sick of this diet. But
look at your skin.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at my skin and then I look at my day one picture and my now picture and I'm like, holy bitch, you might need to eat a little more meat, like more often. So it's just been incredible. This has, I think, opened doors for all of us that, you know, we knew were there, but we just didn't quite know how to get to it and walk through the door. But now we've opened that, we've kicked that motherfucker down. Like, we're walking through it and doing it. So I think now our biggest responsibility is to give that to other people. You know, show other people, whether it's the full 75 hard or whatever, small little change, I think it's our responsibility now to pass that on to other people and give other people what we've got out of this, you know? Yeah. I mean, listen, 14 days, y'all. Frank, not you. You're still on your little break. Come July 1st, yeah. We'll be... Woo! So, phase two. What does phase two entail, Frank? How much are you going to have to add?
Oh, I'm actually off of my break according to the app. It says you can start phase two now. So, okay. It literally tells you, like, you have this many days left. Every time I'd open it up, it's like, oh, you have 17 days until you can start phase two. And so now it says right now, you can start phase two now.
So will our app do phase, that too?
So as long as you complete phase one, you would have to go through phase one to be able to get to phase two. And that's.
But at the end of 75 hard, will it tell us to go to phase one?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, God. Damn it.
Yep.
I'm going to mute that.
Now, see, and that's only if you choose to do the whole Live Hard program. Andy talks about it all the time where he has people that they have never done the Live Hard program, but they do 75 hard consistently, like throughout the year. Yeah. So they'll so you can delete that session of 75 hard and start over on 75 hard. So you're keeping that accountability thing. He just highly recommends the whole Live Hard program because of everything that it entails throughout the entire year, which is the initial phase of 75 hard, phase one with the three added critical tasks.
Yeah.
Phase two, which I'm about to start, is just 75 hard for 30 days. You're also supposed to kind of intensify that 30 days of your workouts and your reading. So instead of just reading 10 pages, read an entire chapter. Instead of working out for 45 minutes at a minimum, make it to where it's like an hour minimum, you know, or do a couple extra sets of, you know, you're going to do curls instead of doing three sets, do four sets. So you just kind of intensify it a little bit more. And then you get into phase three, which is you start that 30 days before your 1 year anniversary of starting 75 hard. And he says more people fail on phase three than in any part of the program, because phase three, not only do you do 75 hard, but there's like five extra critical tasks that you have to complete, which is, again, you do the cold shower, You have to talk to at least one person, and it's not just go up into the grocery store and say, hi, how's it going? And that's your conversation. No, like a legit conversation, like they're grabbing something off the shelf or they're in the produce aisle or something and they're grabbing that. Hey, what are you going to use that for dinner? And you actually have a full conversation with somebody, which for him, that was scary because he's a huge introvert. You wouldn't know it. You know, it's like Ed Milet, an introvert as well. Extrovert. I can talk to people and say, hey, how's it going? Hi, you know, have a small little conversation with people, but it's actually to have like, you know,
a legitimate quality conversation.
And then there's like the random act of kindness that you have to do in phase three, which is like, you can't just go to the coffee line every single day and pay for someone's coffee behind you every single day. That doesn't build the mental toughness for getting that kind of thing done. It's like, you know, donate $20 to a charity, go on a walk, go like do your second workout, go on a walk, pick up garbage around your neighborhood. That's a random act of kindness. Help an old lady across the street, go shopping for somebody, you know, go like we have a Chegg housing complex right next to us. And it's like, go there and be like, hey, does anybody need to go shopping? Do you need help with that? Do you need, you know, is there anything I can do around here to help you guys out? Go volunteer at a homeless shelter, go volunteer at a charity or something like that, or, you know, a nonprofit type thing. Or so it's like you have to find something every single day. I don't know if it necessarily has to be a different thing every single day, but you need to find something every day that's a random act of kindness.
Right.
So, and that one's going to be brutal. But the cool thing is, then December for me.
Said, I don't know if I got time for that.
Aaron's an asshole.
That's a, you know, that one, I really feel like, you know, going into it, I'm having the most positive mindset for that phase. But I really feel like that one's going to be the hardest thing to do is that random act of kindness every single day. And that's where most people fail is on phase three. And once you fail phase three, you fail the Live Hard program. So.
And you got to go back to day one of 75 hard.
Heck no.
Yes. And then if you choose to do the whole Live Hard program again, it's you go through all the phases again and try to complete that. Even Andy himself, he's done 75 hard since I think it came out 2000. He came out with it in like 2016 or 17, something like that. I don't remember the exact year. He's only completed the actual Live Hard program like two, maybe three times.
Wow.
Like, but I mean, you have to remember too, the multi-billion-dollar businesses that he runs. So like, I mean, I you know, I give him a little bit of credit and leeway, but the dude still does 75 hard. He still does all the things he's supposed to do. Like, you know, he just doesn't talk about it and not do it. He actually lives it, you know?
Right.
So,
which says a lot because a lot of people just talk the talk and don't walk the walk. So yeah,
yes.
No, I agree. So the next question is are we doing it again?
I'm game.
When?
Winter time.
Oh. I'm going to try to step the ante up on us.
I mean, even at that, if you want to count, like if you count back 75 days from the end of the year, which I do believe is like partially still at like right at the end of summer, October type area, and do it through there. So you're going through fall and some of winter, or we can all start it like I do every year. I start it on the 1st of January and go through the first 75 days of the year, you know? So
yeah,
I like that. Tab's looking it up.
Sure is. 31.
I'm down for the end of the year. It'd be too much of a conflict. 30. I'm traveling July, so.
Oh, don't. No.
Yep.
Three times this 75 hard. And I did it. No excuses, sir. No excuses.
It's an excuse for me.
62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 75. So October 14th would be 75 days from the end of the year.
October 14th?
Yep, October 14th.
And once again, for me, because like I'm trying to complete the Live Hard. I would still go through the program with you, but I would be starting my phase one like December 2nd or whatever it is to do my 30 days. But I would still continue for the support, you know, do the whole program, which I pretty much do the whole program every single day. Like I'm with Aaron and Jason. I hate reading, but I've come to find that the last almost 2 years of reading, yes, in 2024, I fell off of reading sometime around July. I don't know why, I just stopped. But I've really come to find that I really enjoy reading now. It's a daily routine. I get up in the morning, I have my pre-workout drink while I read. So that gives me about a half hour to get that down, to get in my system. So then I go work out in the morning. So, I mean, the reading part, I think it used to be the type of books that I would try to read, which would be like, you know, all these weird novels and, you know, just random books here and there. They didn't interest me, you know, but now that I'm doing this personal development and I'm into that whole mindset change, reading these books, it excites me. I really like it. I enjoy it now. And all it does is it's crazy. The vocabulary that I have with some of these books and like some of these words in these books, I'm like, I would have never been able to pronounce that word on its own.
Have you read Think and Grow Rich yet?
Yeah. It's weird. Okay. Some of the words they use.
Listen, I have Google on standby right here all the time. Because that is I read like a lot. I'm an avid reader, and that was a hard read for me. And I was like, Google, what the hell does this mean?
Ask Kim how many times like I would have to ask her, or she would look it up. She was like, I don't know what that word is. And she would look it up for me on Google or whatever, or, you know, I'd have my phone and I would look it up, or I'd type in the word in Google. And it comes up and it tells you the word. It tells you how to say it, you know, gives you the definition. I'm like, oh, okay. So it just means you're fucking up. I got you.
Literally.
It's just an old word, you know. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Politically correct word for you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the question. You guys will have to discuss it and see what works for everybody. But yeah, I'm, you know, I can't say enough about how proud I am of all of us, and myself included. And this is just who we are now. Like, I keep saying that, and that's literally, this is just who we are now. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. This is just who we are now. And Frank, it's your fault. Like,
I'll take all the blame.
Yeah, for real. For real. Aaron, you got any burning questions, desires? Actually, scratch that. Never mind. Just questions.
I would ask each and every one of you, like, what's one thing that you've gained from this that you didn't expect out of it? And I think we'll end with that.
I'm not first. Somebody else go first.
aside from the time management thing, because I was horrible at time management, besides that, just the knowing that I can do things that I never thought was possible. First of all, helping people better themselves, helping myself better my own self, and then just kind of seeing what it has done for my kids. Because now that the weather's a little nicer, I'm not taking my kids out when it's freezing ass cold like that, or you know, piss ass raining. Lord knows we live in the Northwest, so it does that a lot. But during the summertime, like, you see my pictures, videos, and stuff like that, like, they want to go with me. You know, that right there just shows, you know, that they see what you're doing. They want to be a part of it. And I think just because where I go walk at Bradley Lake Park, there's playground there. So they know there's a reward in the end. So we have to go walk and do our couple laps, then you get to go play. Well, they try to always cut it short on me. Hey, Dad, can we just do one lap and go play? Nope, we got to finish. Well, why? Well, because that's the way it works. You finish your task first, then you get the reward. So that's kind of my biggest takeaways.
I guess my biggest takeaway, like what Frank was saying, was time management. I've really learned to manage what I'm doing to get things accomplished, both with this program, but with work issues and work things. You kind of prioritize what you need to do it. But I didn't know how much doing what we're doing is influenced other people. To see other people decide that they want to try something has been such a big takeaway. I didn't know anybody even cared what I was doing. I mean, and look at it. I got a couple people doing it on the side, not part of our group. They don't even know each other. They're like, hey, we want to try this. We're going to rock it with you. Cool.
That's what it's about.
For me, it's God. It's the willpower and the follow through. I'm really bad at following through with things like this, so I'm going to stick to it. I have a question for you guys, though. What is one thing that you're going to eat when you're done with this? That you've been wanting.
We've established that.
I got a running list, sister. Okay.
Pickles being one of them.
Yes. Yes. I think the thing that I got out of this that I wasn't expecting was, God damn it, Aaron, just trusting myself and that the self-confidence and, like Frank said, knowing that once you're aware of something, you can't not be aware of it. So now that I know that I was the thing getting in my way, my own way, like not being that anymore. And just trusting myself that, you know, I can go further and faster than I ever thought that I could. And for me, that's huge because it was always about what was best for everybody else. So, you know, putting myself first and pushing myself further than I ever thought I could. That's the thing I wasn't expecting to show up. And yeah, now I'm kind of addicted to it. Like now I probably, it could be a monster. We'll see. Who knows? Like, but yeah, and I think the connection between all of us, like I knew we would all lean on each other. And I knew that we would all check in, but I wasn't expecting the connection to be what it is. Whether we go days or whatever without talking to each other, if shit hits the fan and we check in that chat, we'll all check in. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't expecting that to happen either. So, I love you guys.
Great.
What about you, Aaron?
I would say that my biggest thing that I got out of this that I was not expecting is that I'm more capable than I expected. Like I talked about, that fear held me back so much in life, and that through this process, I've learned that I'm more capable than I allow myself to be. So
that hits different, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a good one. I feel that a lot.
Yeah. That hits different. Yeah.
And the first thing I'm eating, I think we should, when we finish this thing, we should plan a
celebration dinner. I'm down. Day.
Matt was saying that too, and I was going to reach out to you guys.
Celebration dinner?
Yes.
Where at?
Attack salad bar.
Yes.
We need to start Googling right now. Who's got the best salad bar in the Pacific Northwest? Frank's like, I've been eating vegetables this whole time. It doesn't matter.
Well, and that's like, you know, when I did 75 Hard at the beginning of the year, like I did what I called like a modified carnivore diet. I would have like one salad a day and I would eat like two bananas every single day. But the rest of the time was all just, it was all protein, all meat, you know, whether it be chicken, steak or hamburger or whatever it might have been. And to be honest, that diet right there, I like to say modified carnivore, that helped me right there lose 37 pounds in 75 days. You know, I blasted past my goals. That's really what I try to stick to, is kind of more modified, you know, eat a lot more protein, but still get, you know, some of the, at least one fruit in a day and at least a salad a day. So
that's not a bad idea either.
I just want an avocado so bad. I'm not even gonna lie. And a banana. Listen. And then we're good.
Avocado toast.
Man.
Listen, I would do some shady shit for a pickle right now. some shady shit for a pickle right now. Y'all don't even know. And at
what's
work,
that Bob? What's that Bob say? Yet I suck the dick for a crack or something like that.
Just saying.
So Tabitha, what? I shouldn't tell you that in Packwood I had some of the most amazing popcorn ever. It was pickle flavor.
Here we go.
Pickle flavor. My popcorn. Gosh, it was so good. And I'm not I'm not a huge pickle fan. Like, I will eat a pickle here and there. I'm not a huge pickle fan. This was absolutely amazing. Like,
you know, Frank, slow, painful death is not somebody or something that I wish on anybody. I'm just saying, don't change that today. Okay? Don't change that today. No, at work, like my new job, they keep like the lunchroom stocked for us if we don't want to go out and get lunch or whatever. And like the first day I go to open the fridge to put my lunch in there, and okay, guess what the fuck is staring at me? Giant pickles, garlic dill pickles in like the pouches or whatever. Instantly, my first thought was I quit. Like, that was my first thought. And then I was like, but bitch, you need a paycheck. So like, so yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. It also has taught me that, you know, listen, I don't necessarily have to have a pickle every day or I might die, but listen, pickles are not bad for you. So nobody's ever going to convince me any different. So if you don't like pickles, Frank, listen, sorry about your loss. What did Tammy say this morning on the walk, Aaron? Sorry about your loss.
Yeah, sorry about your loss.
Well, you guys, thank you for joining us, obviously, on the podcast. But more importantly, thank you for all of us for being everything that we needed in this group. And we got 14 days left and we're going to crush it. And I'm freaking super proud of all of us. Like, I don't have words. And if I find them, I'll cry. We all know that. So I just am super proud, super grateful, and honest to God, I don't know that we could have done it any other way than the way that we have done it. So now our responsibility is to spread that. And whether it's a big change for somebody, a little change, whatever, like, this is the ripple effect. This is who we are, and this is what we do. And, you know, 14 days. We got to start planning our celebration dinner. Like, I'm here for it. Aaron, you got anything?
Don't. I said my two cents.
I just have to say real quick, like, because it's your own selves, so you don't really see a bunch of the changes except for, like, going back and looking at the pictures.
God damn it. Frank's about to make me cry. Go ahead.
All of your faces show the change. Like, no joke, like, if you really go back and look at day one pictures and just focus on your face and then look at the last picture you took and focus on your faces, like, no joke, your faces show it all. Like, you get that day one picture and you're like,
dude.
And you get down into day like 60 or whatever, and you got more of a smile. Like Aaron said before, he's like, I think it was on the last walk I went on. He's all doing poses and doing different. So, you know, getting creative with it. But you can just, every single one of you, you can see it on your face, the change that it has made. And it's been absolutely amazing. I'm super proud of all of you for joining me. It, like I said before, it fills my cup overflowingly. No, you guys are crushing. It's awesome.
Okay, that's it. Love you. Bye.
Okay.
I can't handle it. Yeah. All right, you guys. On that note, we're out. And we'll catch you next time. Adios.
Peace. Please like and subscribe and share. And don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.